negative. That's my summary of Sigmar's little story. I find that all the time. People call me and they're all worried about something and I say, how do you know this? Oh, I can just feel it. Mark 4. We're going to plumb the depths of Mark 4. I'm going to give you a chance to listen to it and read it with me. There's Bibles on that table if you want one. And we're going to see if you can see something in this passage that you haven't seen before, or at least understand how you could see it, even though you have the explanation later, how you could see it in there. Because if you can't understand this parable, how will you understand anything? That's not my question, by the way. That's somebody else's question. It's the parable of the sower and the soils. We'll slip over to Luke 8 in a moment. What's Luke 8? The parable of the seed and the sower. So, he began to teach again by the sea. And such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into the boat in the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was by the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables and was saying to them in his teaching. Listen. Behold, the sower went out to sow. Who went out to sow? The sower. And as he was sowing, some of the seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it. And it yielded no crop. Other seed fell into the good soil. And as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. How do you get ears to hear? You get born again, step one. As soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12, so there's more than just the 12, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, to you has been given the mystery of the... So this parable was about kingdom of God. But those who are outside, outside of what? The kingdom of God, get everything in parables, so that while seeing, they may see and not perceive, and while hearing, they may hear and not understand. Otherwise, they might return and be forgiven. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Spiritually, scripturally, in the kingdom sense, if you want to be a sower, you sow the word. Now, you'll hear it taught that you're to sow time or sow money. And it's true. Paul teaches you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. Sowing is part of giving and receiving. It's part of an eternal structure in the earth. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. But Jesus said the beginning parable that he taught, that you would use to understand all the parables, was that the sower sows the word. These are the ones who are beside the road. They're not in the way. It's good to get out of the way. So that's something I have to do. They're not in the way. Where the word is sown. And when they hear, immediately Satan comes. Takes away the word, which has been sown in them. In a similar way, these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the rocky places, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. But there's something in their heart, can I put it this way, that is hardened. It's rocky soil. Who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves. They cannot receive and hold and work with and endure with that word, but are temporary. Translators add only temporary. Well, it might be something else. But the key here is that they are temporary, temporal. Time-oriented, not eternal-oriented. Then, when affliction or persecution arises, because of the word. When you receive the word, persecution arises because of the word. Peter says, don't think it's some strange thing when you're getting opposition and affliction and persecution. Jesus said, in this life you'll have persecution. Are you happy about it? Only if you know you can overcome it. But knowing you can overcome it is quite different from salvation. It's kingdom. Then when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they fall away. They cut and run. There is a special theological phrase for that. It's tuck tail and run. Okay. This is King James. You haven't heard of it? I'll explain it to you later. Yeah. And others are the ones on whom seed is sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful. It's choked. You agreed with it. You had some soil. It grew. But it's choked. And it becomes unfruitful. The word is not producing because the soil is choked. And these are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil. And they hear the word and they accept it. And they bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Now, Luke 8. Luke 8 will locate you. Luke 8 is right after Luke 7. Let's start at 11, but it's 15. You're going to underline when you finally get there. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The sower sows the word. This is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they have received the word with joy, and these have no root. Translators add firm. Why would they? It doesn't add any meaning. It actually distorts the meaning. Jesus said they have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Lead us not into temptation. Is temptation a temptation of the flesh or towards evil? Or is the temptation to stop believing? The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, are choked with worries and riches and the pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. Remember that phrase, as they go on their way. Now, verse 15, you can underline it. But the seed in the good soil, the good heart, the good spirit, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast. Mark said accept it, but this is hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. With perseverance. Okay. Back to Mark. 26. And he was saying, the kingdom of God. So what's this parable about? Is like a man. Mark 4:26. You were looking for Mark 26. I don't have one in my Bible, but you may have one of those amplified versions. Mark 4:26. And he was saying, he has a capital H. He was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. The kingdom is just like the last parable. The kingdom is like a man who sows seed upon the soil. He goes to bed at night and gets up by day. Now there are some, what we call category three, who as they go their way, get choked out. But he goes to bed at night and gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How? He himself does not know. Do you know how your spirit works? Just do it the way he tells you to do it. In fact, do you know how your body works? Do you know how your eyes work? Apparently they see everything upside down. Your brain flips it. Do you know how your endocrinology works? All those organs floating around in your body. How do they work? How do they regulate all kinds of body functions? You don't really know. But that's easier to know than some of the things in the Spirit. How? He himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. Your spirit produces the Word of God. I'm just adding all these scriptures together. Your spirit produces the Word of God that you are holding in your spirit. How? You don't know. But until you accept that and hold it, you'll be unfruitful. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. There is a completion. Okay. Keep that in mind. We'll come back and read the scriptures between there in a while. But let's go first to Psalm 1. Think about this in light of what we have just read. How blessed. Now, if it was Jimmy Swaggart preaching, he'd say, how blessed. Because it's a two-syllable word in his vocabulary. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Remember that when we go back to Mark and read between those two parables. Nor stand in the path of sinners. Nor sit in the seat of scoffers. Other translations would say mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say? If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord and be careful to obey his commandments, which I command you today, then all these blessings will pursue you and overtake you. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He goes to bed and gets up. What's on his mind? Day and night. He'll be like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. There's a time of harvest, and its leaf does not wither. There's an enduring strength. There's an enduring life, ability. And in whatever he does, is this a salvation psalm? In whatever he does, he prospers. This doesn't get you saved. This gets you prospering. The wicked are not so. That's the first definition of wicked. The unbeliever. They're like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Mark 4. Have you heard of Mark 4? I lost it. It's in here somewhere. I'll just start reading at Matthew and I'll get there. Mark 4. We're going to be kind of scriptural tonight, if that's okay. And he was saying to them, verse 21. A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret but that it might come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. How does it come to light? Well, you know the tree by its leaves, by its fruit. Someone corrected me. And if you don't bear fruit, you're not category four. It starts to come to light. If you don't have a testimony, if you don't have something that you can say, wow, you know what God's doing right now? And I don't mean a testimony about somebody else. I mean a testimony about you. Yet one about you. And he was saying to them, take care what you listen to, because it will start to come to light. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. Whoever has one kernel of corn, if he can hold it fast, 60 are coming. Actually, with corn, you might get 300. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. Who takes it away? Who steals? The thief comes to steal. And he was saying, now listen carefully. The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night, and he gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. Why is it sprouting and growing? Because he's a sower. He sows for a living. A painter paints for a living. A plumber plumbs for a living. A carpenter carps constantly. Oh, we'll get a little bit straightened out later. And the seed sprouts and grows because there's a sower sowing. Or in a good heart, holding fast with perseverance to produce fruit. Or he meditates on this day and night. But he keeps sowing. This is what I'm saying today. This is what I'm saying tomorrow. This is what I'm saying. Have faith in God. Whoever says unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that which he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. King James. I sowed the word. I went up to the front of the church and we prayed heartily that I'd be better and I'd be healed. And I don't feel any better today. That was 3 days ago. I've been feeling terrible ever since. Told the guys down at the coffee shop I wasn't feeling good. Goes to bed at night, gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. What is the seed? Whatsoever he saith. The sower sows the word. What crop is the farmer getting? Whatever he sowed. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For a man reaps whatever he sows. I think the scripture says, whatsoever he soweth, that shall he reap. Depends on your translation. How? The seed sprouts and grows. How? He himself does not know. He doesn't worry about what God is doing on his side. Rule number one, God will work with whatever you believe. Rule number two, stop believing what you don't want. How do you know whether you believe it or not? Out of the abundance of the believer, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the soil produces crop by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. It's always green, but it's not no fruit yet. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because of the harvest has come. Genesis 1. Read this in light of this parable. Read this and look for something in the Spirit. The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night and gets up by day. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless or without form and void, empty, and the darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. There was no form, but there was water. Then God said, "Let there be light." A sower sowed the word, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Then, underline that, then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." God made the expanse and separated the waters which were below the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so, and God called the expanse heaven, the first heaven. That's that which is above the earth or the water. And there was evening, and there was morning. A second day. Verse 9. Then. God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And then, God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed." The first thing that works here is seed. "And fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, trees bearing fruit with seed in them. The way you know whether it's a fruit or not is whether it has seed in it. A celery is not a fruit. "After their kind, and God saw that it was good. There was evening, there was morning, a third day." Two things were accomplished here, two major blocks. One in each of the first 2 days. Two things in the third day. That's enough. Mark 4. You're going to get something out of this, or you won't go home. And he was saying, the kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. He goes to bed at night, and he gets up by day. And the seed sprouts and grows. How he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. That which is hovering over the surface of the waters produces crops by itself. The spirit within a man is the believing part of the man that matters. What you believe in your head, you're not to look to your own understanding. But there is a spirit in a man that can believe. And with the heart, man believes and is justified. And with the mouth, he speaks unto. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Or can I put it this way? And it was so. I'm teaching you some kingdom here. And it was so. Then. You got people with prayer lists 10 miles long. They got confessions like this. They're proud of how many confessions they got. They're not so proud of how many they're getting. A man casts seed upon the soil. He goes to bed and gets up. There's going to be evening and there's going to be morning. God didn't move on until it was so. Then he moved on. Try it God's way. When you're doing kingdom, try it God's way. Because everywhere you can tread, everywhere you can put your foot down, everywhere you can occupy, everywhere you can get a crop, that part of the kingdom belongs to you. Then, take a little more territory. When it is so, when it's evening and it's morning and you've reaped, you've seen the fruit, when you have it. For he who has been faithful in a little will be faithful in a lot. You're not bothering me. I like someone who says amen. It was evening and it was morning the first day. Then. Second day, it was evening and it was morning and it was so. Then. He did two things on the third day. In fact, on the third day, before there was a sun and a moon, on the third day, as he completed the essence of the creation of life, before there was an animal, before there was a fish or a bird or a creepy thing, I just had threw that in for your Halloween stuff. And before there was anything like that, he put into the earth seed and fruit and reproduction after its own kind. The sower sows the word. And it was good. And it was done. And it was evening, and it was morning, and he had reaped four things in 3 days. And then, he wasn't finished yet. A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it, or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? Nothing is hidden except to be revealed. Nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. It will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has, shall be taken away from him. The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil. He goes to bed at night. He gets up by day, and the seed sprouts and grows. How long take God to get four things done. 3 days. I mean, he said it. After day two, he started day three. Then God said. But then it came. And added to the speaking or the sowing, it was so. And by that time, it was evening and morning, a full day. How long was the day? The day was a season of the word, seed time and harvest. And that was over. And then he started another day. How, he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. First the blade, then the head, then the mature grain in the head. But when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Now, there's all kinds of flotsam and jetsam in this ocean. But I would suggest to you, be faithful in a little. Get the sowing and the kingdom working. Then, do something else. Get a harvest. Pay attention to it. Go to bed and get up. But look for the blade. Look for the stalk. Look for the grain coming. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it will obey you. People think of this great big mountain getting up and going into the sea. But it might have been a boulder the next day that went into the sea. It might have been a rock slide 3 weeks later that took some more of it into the sea. You don't know how. You just know it's going to the sea. When you start to get there, you no longer try to walk by sight. You start walking by faith. It's going to the sea. I have received. Well, it has to be done my way. Behold, I thought you have to come out and pronounce something before I can get healed. Don't be dummy. Take the word, get a crop. Then, when? After it was so. After it's good. After I got there. Somebody said once, be faithful in a little, then you'll take on more. But we want to try something and abandon it. No root, no staying power, no endurance. This works. Study it until you understand it. Still works. Heaven and earth will pass away. This will still work. You can go home now. I don't want to keep you. It's a cold night.